Yes, Frank Clifford here. I want to disconnect my NBN. Well, because I didn't authorize use to connect it, and you just done up behind my back. And I've told you many a time that I don't want to be connected, but still you've done it. It's been disconnected. Yeah, you have. You have connected it. It is now. It got disconnected this morning. Right. Okay. Well, how come I'm getting... Sorry? Nah, that's not going to happen either, because there's a 10-day cooling off period, and I've done it within the 10 days. But you still... Yeah, I have, but you just don't listen. If you go back through the voicemails, the tapes, you'll see that I've always just said, no, I don't want to be connected with you. The salesman I had on the other side when I was talking to him before I spoke to you, he was just being a prick. He was forcing me to go with a Melbourne phone company. I didn't want to be forced into it. But you know what? You can send me the bill, but I ain't going to pay it. You can take me to court. I'll pay you 50 cents a week. How's that? Because I'm a pensioner. Like, I can't afford that. And for you to, like, cancel my other provider, I was up for $280 for a modem that I had for a week. That's what you've done to me. You know what? You know what? Put me into the ombudsman. I want to speak to the ombudsman, please. What do you mean, email you? Well, who has? Who do I email it to? Is there a form you've got to fill out, or can you send me an email with directions how to do it? Now listen, I'm not computer, I'm a computer literate. I don't know how to do much on computers, all right? So, on the support line, right. What do I have to write that I want to be? What do I have to write? What do I have to put in there? Yeah. So, like, I don't want to pay the cancellation fee. And that's it. No, that's it. Thank you very much.